Daniel, let's talk about the deadline to get kids registered for the fall soccer league. You pushed that back a little bit, right?
Yes, sir, we did. We had a booth set up at Bomberfest, which was my first Bomberfest ever, and we had a good time. But we had a lot of parents and then kids approach us, a lot of questions with the new program here. And so we felt the need to extend it 1 week. So we're going to push the deadline back to September 2nd. And allow parents to continue to ask questions and make sure we get the kids in the right program. TLSA is still going to operate a soccer league, and so we want to make sure we get the kids in the right programs and based on their skill levels and what we're offering as a recreation and what they can offer as, you know, a more tournament-style organization.
So tell us about the workings between the city and TLSA moving forward, Daniel.
Moving forward, our goal with the Mountain Home Parks is we're going to create recreation leagues. We want, you know, kids to stay engaged. We want them to, you know, be able to have a chance to try every sport they want to. Programming is not just sports, but it's, you know, there's kayaking and biking and hiking and things. You know, there's a lot of things that fall under the recreation umbrella. We want our programs to be fun, organized. We want kids to, you know, have a chance to get some self-confidence, get some self-esteem, you know, learn some self-discipline. You know, the kids, once they're on the field, the kids will make it very clear if they're very competitive, if they have a skill set that's, you know, beyond the recreation league. And if so, you know, it's great to have partners in the community that we could potentially go to those kids and those parents and, you know, let them know that, you know, their son or daughter is, you know, at a skill level where maybe potentially they need to look at, you know, a different avenue to continue to grow those skills that we may not be able to offer on the recreation side. We're more on the fun, entry level, organized, and just the exposure part of what we're looking to do for our programs.
Now, speaking of fun, you've got a fun day coming up September 1st for soccer players, don't you?
We do. We've partnered with the Soccer Foundation. We're going to host a fun day at the Dr. Stahl's soccer complex. And we're just going to have some ice cream, some drinks. We're going to, you know, do some skills and drills. We've reached out to the high school coach and team to see if maybe they want to come down there and help us out. And that's another thing the parks is looking to do is continue to grow in the community and use as much community involvement as possible. That doesn't always mean everybody's coming to us. We will certainly reach out to them and help at their events, things like that as well. But just a fun night, kind of the last main night to sign up for the league. And we figured, you know, you always throw some ice cream in the mix. It gets more kids out there that way.
Very good. Hey, Daniel, great information. We appreciate the time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, sir.